Father, just pray your blessing upon your word as we seek to come within the pages of Scripture, get to know you, what a great God you are, and how you're a pardoning God, a loving God, a kind God, patient God. And we thank you for your dealings with us in this way. Let your word speak to us and help us today. For the Lord Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.
Problem has always been that though God has been there at the beginning, always has been, always will be, he sought to make himself known to his people, but his people have not really listened to his voice. In spite of all the fact that he's revealed himself in so many different ways, Israel, God's chosen people, through whom he was going to speak to the whole world, seeking to convert the whole world through Abraham and the nation of Israel. And of course it will yet take place. But at the present moment of time, he has a particular way of speaking to everybody in the world through his Son, the Lord Jesus, by the gospel. But his own earthly people, Israel, they certainly knew he was there because he made himself known in the days when they were in Egypt. They cried to him in bondage. They begged him to save them. And he did move in, and through Moses made it possible for the king of Egypt to let them go, and they were brought out of Egypt, out of underneath the terrible taskmasters, underneath the whips of those who beat them. And God wonderfully saved them. The last way he showed himself was through the Passover, when he was going to send his judgment upon the people that were surrounding them, the Egyptians. The oldest son would die at midnight. But God had said that they had to place the blood on the doorposts, and everyone under the shelter of the blood in that house would be saved. They knew all about that. They were certainly saved by the blood of the Passover lamb. And they certainly knew about it when God brought them through the Red Sea, and the water stood up on a heap on each side of them, and they walked over dry shod. Absolutely wonderful deliverance. And yes, they knew all about God. God had led them with a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. It's a marvelous thing. They knew about God all right, but they forgot him. This is one of the problems. And the Psalms, the book of the Psalms in the center of the Bible, tells us all about how that God, how that they forgot God and left him out, and it's easy to do. So we have, even to this day, gods that seek to come in and take the place of the true God. The gods that we look around, through our eyes we see other gods, and our eyes are drawn to be attracted to other gods apart from the unseen God. Even the Lord Jesus, we can't see him, but he's so much more real than any earthly god, so called, which isn't really a god at all. But a lot of people are taken in by it, and this had been a problem. And this particular time in the history of Israel, they'd moved away again. Other gods were there. There was one god called Baal, or Baal. And he was the god that tempted them to do wrong, as all the world and the god of this world always does this, taking us away from the true God. And he tempted them, and they were giving way to Baal, and they gradually stopped believing in the Lord, really. They never talked to him, they never listened to his voice through the scriptures. And they just went on their own way, and of course trouble started, and they all began to wonder, why have we got the trouble? When after all it was their own fault, they left God out. Well, it was at this time that God in his mercy sent a man. His name was Elijah, and he was a great fellow, no doubt about it. People were half scared of him, of course, because my, did he really tell them? In the name of the Lord, he told them. And a lot of people were half scared of him, but he was God's messenger. And it had got to a pretty pitch, because you see, the prophets of Baal, there was 400 of them leading the people astray from God, and it was getting very serious, and Elijah was very upset about it. And this particular day he says, now I want you all to come, all of you, up to the Mount Carmel, and you can bring the prophets of Baal, let them all come, 400 of them, and all the people who worship Baal, come up to the top of the mountain to Carmel, and we'll just see how things will be, because you see, really, you've got to choose. Every one of you have all got to choose who you're going to follow. Make up your mind who you're going to follow. Whether you're going to follow Baal, if he's God, follow him. Follow Baal, if he's God. But if the Lord God is God, follow the Lord God. Right now then, prophets of Baal, go make yourself an altar. Make a sacrifice on the altar to your God Baal. And so they got this big sacrifice and the bullock and put it on the wood on the altar. And then they all started to pray. And you've all heard prayers like this. This is what they said. O Baal, hear us. O Baal, hear us. Come and burn the sacrifice up. Show that you're God to us. So they started doing this. Half an hour later, they're still saying, O Baal, hear us. O Baal, hear us. O Baal, hear us. An hour later, they are still saying, O Baal, hear us. They're getting quite worked up, quite angry about it, because nothing's happening at all. And the day goes on. Then, of course, Elijah stands. He says, no, where is he then? Where is he? Perhaps he's gone on holiday. Perhaps he's gone to take a nap. Come on, where is he? Where is he? And this made them all the more angry and started cutting themselves, hurting themselves, to try and make this God Baal hear them. And it was terrible, really. And then when it came to evening time, Elijah says, right, stop now. Now, I'm just going to rebuild the altar of the Lord. Because the altar of the Lord's not here. It's been broken down, it's been ruined, so I'm going to repair it. So he got the stones, the rocks, and built it of the rocks, just like God said it should be done. And he says, now put the bullock on the top of the wood. And now he says, now what I want you to do, I want you to dig a ditch around this altar. And I want you to get some water from the sea. Barrels of it, please. A lot of it. And fill the ditch up with water. And soak the wood so that it's difficult for it to catch fire. And then when it was all done, he said, Lord, let everybody know here that you are God. That I've done this because you've told me to do it. And hardly did he finish when the fire of God descended from heaven and burnt up the sacrifice and the wood and the even the stones. I don't know about you, have you ever seen stones burnt? I haven't. I've had a few fires, started a few myself as a young boy, but you never see stones burnt. But this sacrifice, even the stones were burnt, and the water in the trenches was licked up by the flame of God's fire on the altar. And then, of course, all the people, they didn't know what to say. They were quiet for a moment. And then they started, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. They were all now so completely convinced. Right, says Elijah. If the Lord is God, then Baal is not God. So take hold of the prophets of Baal, 400 of them, and kill them straight away. They've only led you astray. And that's what they did. It's a great revival when God made himself known to his people again. And for quite a while afterwards, a lot of the people believed in the Lord in the way they should. But of course later, they began to look around again. Let their eyes be their guide. And they began to believe in other gods, and Baal was still around. Although they just proved that there was no Baal, God couldn't, the God of Baal couldn't hear them. Only the true Lord God from heaven would hear them. And so it is today, the true Lord God from heaven will hear us, each one, through his Son Jesus Christ, and show his hand in our lives as a true and faithful God. Bless these words, Father, we pray, to every heart. Amen.